Dave, here's a quick one for you. This is from Brian, and we also had the same question from Joe Dweck, and they both ask, how does a Newton's cradle work? Because Brian says, in high school, I was taught that the mass times velocity equals mass times velocity. In other words, one ball in means one ball out. So he's saying, the teacher pulled back two balls then and let go. The two balls at the other end of the contraption went up about the same distance as the first two balls. But why didn't just one ball fly off at twice the speed, for example?
Okay, so a Newton's cradle is a whole series of collisions. You're taking a really bouncy metal ball, it's a very, very hard steel ball, and bouncing it into a row of them from one end and crashing into it. Now, in this kind of collision, there's two things which are conserved. So you've got the same amount of it at the end as you had at the beginning. One of them's energy that you were talking about before. That's half times the mass times velocity squared. The other one's something called momentum, which is your mass times the velocity. Now, if you dropped two balls into it, you drop one ball into it with a mass and a velocity, you can obviously have the same amount of mass and velocity by having one ball coming out at the same speed as you started with, exactly the same amount of energy and same amount of momentum. If you had two balls the same amount of energy, then they'd actually be moving less than half the speed, so they'd have less than the same amount of momentum that you put in. So the only solution is to have the same number of balls coming out as went in.
Is it not also that there's a little tiny delay between one ball hitting and then the next ball hitting, and so you get two separate collisions throwing off two separate balls? So when you go two balls in, you get two balls out because it spits one ball and then the next ball out?
That would be another way of looking at it. Most of these physics can be looked at different ways.
Thank you, Dave.